This is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice on creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students and staff.
It's safe to say 3/4 of our kids have developed some college plans and taken the steps on the plans while they've been a high school student here. And that's a big part of our culture shift, is that kids know this is a step towards next.
Test scores, high school graduation rates, and college acceptance rates have increased dramatically at Lapine High School in the past 4 years. Through math and reading labs, a strong counseling program, and increased rigor, Principal Jay Matheson shares what the Lapine High School staff have done to change the paradigm for student expectations.
Going back 4 years, Lapine High was a place that I think students and staff alike had settled into believing that their kids were only going to achieve so much in terms of test scores and only going to gain so many skills. Only a handful would move on to college after picking up their diploma. A good chunk weren't going to make it to the stage on graduation night. The data had been indicating that for a number of years. So when we came, 4 years ago, probably the greatest pleasant surprise was that the staff was ready to do it differently. They were very much willing to try doing some things, to experiment with doing school differently. And so we did. So the spring of that first year, we changed our bell schedule and instituted a mandatory tutorial every day for every student who had a D or an F in a class. And those tutorials are with classroom teachers in that class. And we found a way to make that work on our schedule. We are still doing that 3.5 years later. So every day our kids report for a class period. It's 20-ish minutes long. It's with a classroom teacher who they have a D or an F with. And if they don't have a D or an F, if they're doing fine and their work is in, then they get released from that tutorial after 3 minutes and end up with an extra almost 20 minutes of lunch. Our kids are understanding that it's not the path of least resistance to not turn in work and have a D or an F. So that really was helpful for us in terms of our failure rate. We started to see some impact there. Probably the biggest benefit of that was culturally. So as we finished that school year, we were making a dent in the culture of, hey, it's okay to fail. Hey, it's okay to not graduate. They were realizing that it was important to adults that they pass classes and do well. After talking with folks at Forest Grove High School, John O'Neill, the principal there, he and I met just coincidentally at an AP conference. I didn't know when I was talking with him the turnaround that he had impacted and led at Forest Grove. He invited me to bring some staff up and take a look at Forest Grove. So we took him up on that and really picked up some nice ideas. Probably the biggest one that we are still doing 3+ years later is their math and reading lab concept, where they double dose incoming freshmen who have not scored at a 239 or higher in math and reading. Those students are in a math class and an English class, and then they're also in a math support lab class and a reading support lab class. And I very vividly remember John O'Neill, principal there, saying, if you do one thing that you see us do, this is the one. This is the one that will turn around your school. So we did that second year, and we were seeing some results early on with our ninth graders that indicated, hey, this can work in Lapine. My third year there with folks was the second year of that, and that would be the first year that those ninth graders who had been in those lab support classes would be taking the test as 10th graders. And we continued that program for those 10th graders. We had a number of students who passed the 10th grade exams in 9th grade, and they were out of those lab support classes and in an elective of their choosing. The ones who didn't pass as 9th graders were in the support classes as 10th graders. And our numbers went through the roof. That was the intervention that impacted our test score improvement the most. We're continuing that this year. The state moved the reporting year in Oregon for student scores to 11th grade. So our lab program for reading and math encompasses 9th, 10th, and 11th graders who haven't passed that 11th grade test. And the story just keeps getting better. Those scores are going through the roof. When we look at comparison schools data based on our SES and other factors, we're significantly ahead. We attribute a lot of that in test scores to that effort. Mm-hmm.
Lapine High School also benefited from a dedicated counseling team and several grants that encouraged a college-going culture.
We've got an outstanding counseling student services department. What we were seeing was that kids who were very capable of being in a college classroom weeks after they graduated Lapine High weren't in a college classroom, by and large because they weren't exposed to that opportunity. Most of our kids grow up in homes where college isn't modeled by parent or parents, so that world of knowledge is foreign to them. They don't know what a college campus looks like. We don't live in a college town. They likely didn't have parent or older siblings who went to college. So our counselors went to work on, what do we do here? We've been an Aspire school now for 4 years. We have 20 plus community mentors, where we have over 100 kids meeting with those mentors, where we are taking field trips to college campuses, and kids come back from those trips saying, hey, that looks fun, and you know what? Those people look like me. I saw people walking around on that campus having fun just like I would, and I think I can do that. Gear Up came in a year after that. We wrote for the Gear Up grant, and this is our third year as a Gear Up school, and has added another layer on top of that Aspire program, and we've used some of that funding to support more of the mentoring, more of the college trips, more of that exposure to, hey, you can do this. So that's been significant for us. We now talk with our kids about, where are you going to college next year? Our early data in the last few years indicates a huge spike in number of kids who are accepted to colleges. Last year, we had 23% of our graduates accepted to a four-year college university, and another 49% on top of that 23 that were accepted to a community college or training program. We feel good about, hey, 70% of our kids are headed to a college classroom. Another 6 to 10 in a given year for us are headed off to the military immediately. Our changes haven't been easy. We're doing this in the middle of some pretty difficult budget reductions in Oregon. So my first bit of advice would be, you're going to have to be ruthless in pursuit of your goals. We had some very difficult, painful moves to make. Frankly, we have teachers who don't teach classes that they used to teach. Now they teach more of our reading and support lab instead of some other things. Are choosing to reduce programs, not because we want to, but because of budget reductions. And we're not cutting our math and support labs. We are not cutting the AP classes that we've added in the last years in our core subject areas that didn't exist. There were no AP classes at Lapine High School 4 years ago. We are making some difficult decisions, but we're choosing to be ruthless in a positive sense, where we know that our commitment to student achievement and to raising the bar for rigor in our master schedule, that's really the filter we're running our decisions through, because we know we don't have it all together. So we would love to talk with somebody else who's thinking about how do they make a high school better. We would gain as much from that visit as would the visitor, but we would love to do that and share our people and our ideas.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.